If you've read every Scandinavian noir on the shelf and you're staring at the wall wondering what's next, Top Fiction has a suggestion, and it involves a very different kind of darkness.
This episode covers Japanese crime and thriller fiction. Who's writing it, what makes it distinct, and where a new reader should actually start.
Let's get into the writers themselves.
The central argument here is that Japanese crime fiction earns its own category, not as an exotic alternative to Western thrillers, but because it does something structurally different with the genre.
And The Post makes that case right up front. Japanese crime writers frequently focus on human nature, hidden motivations, and the consequences of secrets. That's the operating principle for everything that follows.
What that means in practice is that the tension comes from understanding people rather than catching criminals. The suspense is psychological, not kinetic. No car chases required.
Keigo Higashino anchors the list, and The Post is direct about why. The Devotion of Suspect X is called one of the finest crime novels of the 21st century. His move is to reveal information early and then challenge you to understand what it actually means, which is a genuinely different contract with the reader.
Natsuo Kirino sits at the other end of the emotional register. Her novel Out starts with a woman murdering her abusive husband, then follows the women who help cover it up. The Post frames her work around gender inequality, social isolation, and economic hardship. Crime as a window into structural pressure.
Seicho Matsumoto gets credit as the godfather of the whole tradition, the writer who moved Japanese detective fiction away from puzzle mechanics and towards social realism. Tokyo Express is the recommended entry point, and The Post notes that most contemporary writers in this space owe him something.
Miyuki Miyabe's All She Was Worth uses a missing person case to pull apart consumer culture and debt. Kanai Minato's Confessions, a teacher whose daughter dies and who disagrees with the official verdict, is described as a devastating examination of guilt and moral responsibility.
Seishi Yokomizo is the classic era entry, with his detective Kosuke Kindaichi handling locked room mysteries in a distinctly Japanese register. Hideo Yokoyama's 6-4 brings procedural authenticity from his journalism background. The tension is institutional politics, not physical danger.
Riku Onda's The Aosawa Murders reconstructs a mass poisoning through multiple perspectives, over decades. Edogawa Rampo, whose pen name is a phonetic tribute to Edgar Allan Poe, is credited with establishing detective fiction as serious literature in Japan at all. And Asako Yuzuki's Butter, drawn from a real criminal case, is the contemporary entry that's been pulling in international readers most recently.
10 writers, and The Post gives each a clean on-ramp. For someone who genuinely doesn't know where to start, that's the actual useful thing here.
The closing recommendation is straightforward. Higashino for mysteries, Minato for psychological suspense, Kirino if you want something darker. The genre has range. That's the point.
The through line across all of it is that the suspense comes from people, not plot mechanics.
Which is a pretty good reason to pick up something you haven't tried yet. More reading recommendations ahead next time.